Now we got Down with Webster. Did you listen to them?
Down with Webster.
I wanted to take my
How
laptop to work.
Let's do Slants.
Yes, let's do Slants. I know
let's
them. I did listen to them. I did listen to them.
Hey guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I'll fight for everything you love. I'll take the clouds out from above. Because everybody wants you, my friend. Take it, cause you know it's true. You for me and me for you. I will find your love in your eyes. It's time to sew this heart together. I see you in my dreams. I've got to take you, lover. This chance in reality. It's time to sew our hearts together. I see you in my dreams. I got to take you, lover. This chance in reality, it seems. Catch you if you fall again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I am Richard, along with
April,
Michelle,
Luis.
And today we are going to be looking at the Slants Yellow Album. And this is a group that we found at AFW10, Anime Festival Wichita. And we just put up a couple of posts for that. So I hope you enjoyed those. But this is the band that they had featured at the convention. So hopefully whoever was there had a good time at their concert. And who wasn't there, we're going to let you know about them tonight with April leading us off.
Yes. That's it. It's called The Yellow Album. And this group is made up of Will Moore on the vocals, Simon Young on bass, Ty, I think it's Dao, don't quote me on that, D-A-O, on keyboard and guitar, and then Tyler Chen on drums. But I must say, for this album, there's actually a guy called Aaron Moxley on the lead vocals, and Ken Simon as the road warrior. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Tech person.
He's a tech person, so... I mean, he's important. He's super important.
He's still part of the band.
Yeah. I mean, he is super important. He's just not on the stage jamming out with him on the guitar or something. But yeah, so yeah, that's the only change. This album is Aaron Moxley singing. And when we saw them at AFW10 at the concert, it was Will Moore. Aaron was already gone.
And
clarify.
Just for me is definitely a difference of... people being switched out, a different feel and sound completely.
That's
from
what I thought.
The album.
What did
from
you
the new
think?
Group.
I thought he kind of sounded almost the same a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe if you listened to the album and then, like, you were at the concert, you would have never noticed the difference.
Yeah. Because
for me, they almost sound alike. So I really enjoyed the album and the concert. That's why I liked them a lot.
Yeah. To me, it wasn't so much the voice that changed. It was the music that changed.
Yeah. The music is what changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like at the concert.
Seems like they were rocking out harder at the concert.
Yeah. The music fit the voice better at the concert than it did here on this album.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
And that was my biggest thing on throughout all of the songs. I mean, Aaron's voice and Will's voice, they have that good low, they can do a rock.
Yeah.
You know? And I felt like the instrumentals of the old album were too light for it.
I thought it sounded, the way they were singing the songs and the way they did the songs, I think they sounded just right. I think it was just the way.
Cause for the album? Or
yeah,
the
for
concert?
The album. Yeah, for the album.
There's so much to
yeah, exactly. The album was a little bit different from the concert.
Yeah.
But I think
that's
it sounded
the
good, though. Like
between live
true
music.
Yeah. You get all the faults at the concert where you don't on an album.
But I did like both, though. I did enjoy both. I think that they did a good job, though, with the singing, even though it was two different guys at the concert and one at the CD, but... I think it fit.
And I think
really
they played either a lot more new songs at the concert that were made with Will, or they played a lot of old ones that were from their because this is their third album.
The third, they had a fourth one, but it was not out yet.
Yeah.
So that's why we went with
and
the
I can
album.
Put
hey
in
guys,
their...
Yes.
Tell me about their music.
Give me know what
it's a rock band.
It's rock.
Pretty much pure rock, I'd almost say.
Yeah, and there they was, say they're the first...
Yeah, go ahead.
First all-Asian rock band. I mean, Of course, not for like J-rock or something, but
no. All their lyrics are in English, as far as I know.
Yeah. So, is it first all
Asian rock band?
Asian American.
There are a lot of something like that of rock. So, are we talking Bruce Springsteen?
It's not Bruce Springsteen. It's more of a
because I didn't get rock out of this.
We didn't.
Well, that's why I said because the way they present themselves, the way the vocalist is, it seems more like, oh, this is going to be a good, solid rock album.
And but I get more pop.
I didn't get pop. I got a light rock, and I wanted a darker feeling to this album is what I wanted, because at the concert, you got a darker, heavier rock.
Yeah, it's not like really like rock where you, I guess.
Headbanging.
Yeah, not, it's not. It wasn't like that. It was a chill. It was like a light rock, yeah. Like
it's not Kiss, is it?
Yeah, Kiss could probably be thrown in there maybe. Uh-uh. It's not a, well, Kiss isn't a heavy metal. They might try to think themselves they are, but they're not.
They're no.
Def Leppard?
They're more of a rock. They're not heavy metal.
Yeah, I keep trying
Duran Duran.
What?
Notice all these references are from the 80s.
I keep trying to think of Aerosmith or Bon Jovi, but I don't think that's the right feel either.
Air Supply?
No. Air Supply. Okay.
They're their own rock, I guess. I can't think of anything to...
Yeah, they're their own. They mix...
Which is cool. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
I really enjoyed them a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's rock.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that they really emulate.
And
so.
And that's cool, though, them having their own style. Stamp right there.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your favorite song?
My favorite song? I don't remember the name of it, but I did use it, even if I look
you
at the list.
Can't read this?
No. I did.
Well, then
I
you just try to read mine.
I did put it on. I did make a video with all my pictures, and I put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I did put that Pokemon song, and I put... what was the other one?
Pika Girl.
Yeah, that was for my second song. And another one I picked, like, it was like a... techno thing, and the last one I picked one of their songs, which that was my favorite, but I forgot the name of the title.
Yeah. What does it talk about?
Mom,
let me preach to the wall.
I will honestly say, out of all of these songs, only Con Kids was played at the concert.
Okay,
it's not going to be on here.
But I did enjoy their music. All of their songs for me were pretty good. Usually. Mm-hmm. When I listen to a album, maybe one or two songs are good. But for them, all of them were really good. Especially for me, the intro, because it had Bruce Lee in it. You know, his famous quote with, you know, be water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's Bruce Lee in the intro when they start their album. And I really like that, too.
Mm. And I must say it's...
And the intro leads straight into the second.
Yeah, it just flows first perfect. Song, really. It flows really perfect. I like that.
And I got to say, it's kind of... They've been super busy. Because, you know, they do international touring, and they've also had done a lot of fundraising for tsunami relief in Japan when they had their tsunami going on. And on top of it off, this is where it's really weird, is a government attorney claimed that the band's name, The Slants, was was kind of disrespectful to the Asian community.
Why?
And this is really, this
Why?
Is strange.
Yeah, tell me.
Because... I read past the paragraph, and I think I finished the paragraph until it finally hit me like, oh, that's why. And yeah, so apparently they had a fight with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Because it's usually derogatory.
Yeah, apparently slants, like...
Oh, their eyes, really?
Exactly. See, that's the thing.
That's dumb. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
This was them taking on that to...
Be proud
go
of.
Past the stereotyping and say we're an all Asian.
Well, that's why they've done the Yellow Album.
Yeah. Oh, see,
the Yellow Album.
I didn't even think about
see,
it either.
See, now
until
that's
you say
when
it.
You know.
Well, and then they point out in this that the Beatles had the White Album and Metallica and JC had the Black Album, and I was like, I didn't even realize those.
Three Dog Night had Black and White.
I mean, well, duh. But. I mean, I know the Beatles had the White Album. I just thought they called it the White Album.
Just, yeah. I listened to the album and I didn't think of just because.
Jeez. That government attorney, I hate that. It's like, even if you catch.
It's just, maybe he was thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, even if you can't catch the Stance reference right away, it doesn't mean you have to throw a big fit over it, because clearly nobody else is throwing up in arms about it. Like
within the anime community. And manga and Asian community.
We legit don't care.
I think I think we're, you know, it's not desensitized. It's more like, you know, we're immersed not completely in that culture, but we are heavily. To a degree.
Yeah.
So we get where they're coming from. We understand what they're doing, and it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they were talking about it at the convention, it didn't sound that way. Mm-hmm. You know, they mm-hmm. were trying to say, we're trying to make it a positive thing. Kind of like, what is it, the movement to make nerds and geek more of a good saying rather than a derogatory saying.
Well, so. When they were, they touched heavily on at the convention that they were the first all Asian rock band. And, I mean, that's cool. There's nothing, but to me, I was like, okay.
People being stupid.
But it's fine. Yeah, it's cool. But anyways, back to the music and all that. They've got great dance music.
It's music to like listen to when you're in a party or something, just to chill. I like that too. I enjoyed every single one of their songs.
Yeah,
all good.
There's this one that where I talked before about one person's thing was Eugene Rippers. Where we were talking about he would be in a bar scene singing.
At a concert.
Yeah, this is a concert. People getting into it and having fun and dancing around. So they're more of the more traditional, what you think of rock bands.
And usually for a band or solo artist, you enjoy the albums better than the live or the live better than the album. And honestly, I think for both live and audio really cool because they bring so much energy to the concert, like from the very beginning.
You know, like I never heard of them when we were there. So then I was like, oh, I hope this is not just another boring.
So you're like, kind of like iffy on
exactly,
it.
Exactly, because I would have thought, you know, maybe these guys are just starting off. Maybe they just want them, you know, to be here so they can get their name out. But I guess they've been doing it for a while. And like I said, the first song, once it starts singing, it hit me. It was like, man, this is good. This is really good. And for me, I have a select music that I like, but I like a variety even though. But like this one, like I said, this one was really good, and I'm glad that I guess we went and stuff. But like, like the concert and then the CD, like I said, they were both perfect. You know, of course the concert was more, like you say, more
energy was there.
Yeah, exactly. But still, like I said, you can't really tell the difference between the singers, which I enjoyed a lot because you can tell a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Yeah.
On Con Kids, when listening to the lyrics, it sounds like, you know, it's the gangs. But
it's kind of like the bad neighborhood.
To me, when I read it and just being fresh coming back from the convention, I was thinking Convention Kids. But then when you listen to the song, it's more of the gangs.
Wow, that shows a big difference. Con, when I heard Con Kids, I thought of convicts.
Convicts?
Maybe that's just me, because I'm a horrible person, so I instantly go to prison and jail and horrible people.
But within this album, they had some different feels, too. They like Love Letters from Andromeda, they kind of had a techno feel to it, because it was basically about people from the Andromeda galaxy coming to Earth and looking at us. And
I kind of like it when they do less techno.
They didn't do a lot. But this one just had that feel.
Well,
to
I
it.
Know. I mean, I
and
don't
it
mind
fit because of the title and the lyrics.
I don't mind I mean, they put a little bit of techno into their concert too, which was fine because it was just a little tiny bit of it. I don't like heavy-handed techno mixed with the rock, and so that's why I didn't enjoy that one as much. I just like either straight up techno or little or bits of not
either stay with one or go with the other. Just don't mix them together.
Yeah,
I like the blend.
You do? Okay. But I must say, I'm still on the concert a lot. Simon Young, the bass player, and he's also the founder, by the way, of the band. I mean, I think he's number one for stage presence and like
he really enjoyed going up and close.
Yeah, he got really close to the fans. They even got down. He got into the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Like one picture that Luis got. It was like, were you behind the stage shooting back? Where'd you
everybody or which one?
With everybody behind.
Like they stopped like in the middle of the concert. They're like, oh, whoever wants to get a picture, get up here on stage and get it. And I don't know if you noticed, I actually photoshopped April in it because
there's this
girl,
one chick being retarded.
And she put her hands up and blocked April. So I was like, you know what? I have another picture. I took like five pictures. And the beginning picture, you're in it. So I'm going to photoshop you into the last one because the last one's the best one. So I don't know if you noticed. You can look at it and you can tell the little. But
I don't really care that she was blocking me. So just, but just the fact that she was blocking people in general, because it wasn't just me that she was blocking. And I get if you're in the very back, put up a hand. But if you're right up front, we will see you. We don't need that extra hand being like, I'm right here, guys.
Yeah,
no.
I did. Yeah, this
stuff. That's fun. Either go to Luis's LR Photography, or I think you put it on the con page too.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, I put them on both.
It was a cool picture. I liked that one.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Because they stopped the stage. Like, they stopped it right in the middle. They're like, hey, whoever wants a picture, come up and quick. Mm-hmm. So I got up all quick, you know. I guess it was just for, like, the photographers for the con or something. But I still went up. I was like, I want a picture of everybody, so.
It turned out good.
Yeah.
One of the better ones.
But, yeah, so Simon, for me, he's my favorite in the band. He's my little star.
You liked all the pictures that I took from him, though. You're like, yeah, he looks more serious than everybody else. You know, you're
he
like,
does.
Yeah, he
I love his face, which sounds really weird. I love that face.
Was he the one that was with Will in the first panel with the guests?
No, I think that was Ty.
Okay. I was trying to picture who you were talking about. Okay,
He's the one in the red shirt, I guess, in the
yeah,
concert.
Yeah, he was wearing red.
Yeah, he's the one
with the vest.
Yeah, red shirt with the
I black remember.
Vest. I remember too.
No, but I just like it because I mean you can tell he's definitely gets into, but he has more of that calm,
like that serious face.
And he's got
it,
this,
yeah.
And it's just it's
it
so
was good.
Cool.
It was cool
though.
Yeah,
but and I also liked it when and the bass got a lot of solos too. Well, or and
yeah,
even if it wasn't a solo,
thing. Who's the founder?
Well, even if he didn't have a solo, he still was doing something cool other than don't.
No.
But, you know, and you don't see that a lot. In any type of band, so that was
I got
cool.
How I liked how the other guy got to sing his own song too.
Yeah, Ty.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Yes.
They were like, Ty's gonna try singing.
I'm pretty sure it was staged, but still, it was cool.
Well,
though.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
still,
because he did he write those ones?
I don't know, but they sounded pretty good though.
Yeah, I love that they gave every person.
Yeah, like I like
equal
yeah like
time.
If you notice the way I noticed how it was. Choreographed, where like yeah, where like they kept on switching. You know, like one guy will stay like in the corner for a little bit.
But I like that, yeah.
And then they would switch, and then this guy will be in main stage, and then the same thing they would
mm-hmm.
switch. And I really
and that's the big problem with a bunch of those bands mm-hmm. that broke up is that someone felt underappreciated. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, because I know the singer was in the middle, right in the middle the whole time. But
sometimes they switch.
Yeah, but then
the
two guys in the corner they would switch. Because one guy would be like right in front of us, and the other guy would just be in the corner doing his thing. But then
mm-hmm.
they'll switch, and which was. I like that a lot because they were sharing, you know,
everyone,
because they're not stingy against it. They're like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we want to show everybody because we're a group. We want to, yeah.
Well, even, and when I say showcase everyone, they did. I mean,
yeah.
Tyler Chen on the drums, they
mm-hmm.
showcased him hardcore.
Oh, yeah,
it was awesome because it was like, okay, I gotta say, it was his only showcase, but that's understandable, the drums, you know, but it was the longest showcase, you know, because of the drums. Then literally everyone, all three of them got off stage, so that was just Tyler. Like, you were just,
yes.
like, and he did this awesome drum riff. I was just like...
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, drummers are underappreciated.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, they're in the back, so they're just, like...
So nobody sees them,
yeah,
because they don't have the ability to jump around.
Yeah.
And I like how, because they could have also stayed on the stage while he was doing his drum thing, which would have taken away from it, but I liked how they actually got off, because they realized... You need an.
This is your time to shine.
That was so
right
cool because nobody showcases the drums. I'm just like, what? It's crazy. It's so cool, and they're nice people too.
Oh, they were very nice.
Yeah.
When I was in the vendor's room, I guess the night before, he was like, I guess you could pay like $3 to like, I guess you could throw like a little thing and see if you can win the CD or a T-shirt or whatever. And he can. I'm bad with names.
Which one?
The drummer?
I know them.
The drummer?
Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler. He came up to me. He's like, hey, do you want to try it? And I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to spend my money, you know, on this. He's like, just try it just for fun, you know. Just we're all here for have fun. And I was like,
cool.
All right. So he gave me like 3 tries. You know, I did it. And I was like, see, I failed.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's no big deal anyways. But yeah, he was so fun about it. And like literally the night before, I didn't know he was going to be playing. So
yeah, they walked around.
So it was just like they were just there, normal people. But
yeah, I love that they would most of the time there if they didn't have a panel, they were manning their booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, they had some merch ladies and all that, but they were at
they
the booth
were
or
yes,
or
definitely.
They were yeah or they were walking around a bit, and that doesn't happen a lot, you know, which I thought was really cool. And after the concert, you know, they had, you know, signings and all that,
mm-hmm.
and they made sure to get.
Everybody.
Everyone what they wanted, and they made sure people didn't feel left out, or like if somebody wanted a picture, you know, they'd. And it was really cool. And they're great people.
Well, that's a little bit more into the album, and we can talk about the concert as we go on as well. But some of the stuff that I saw, and I think April kind of noticed this a little bit too, but Let the Right One In.
That's a movie.
Yeah, that's also a Norwegian movie about a vampire kid.
Isn't it an original, like an 80s and then one original?
It's a remake, Norwegian first and then an American director and then American, remade it.
Yeah. I like both.
And so do I. We don't know. I'm not sure if it's inspired by that, but within the song, when you listen to the lyrics, it could be because it's talking about a monster and if you'll let me in.
There you go. Now that you said it, that's the song I put in my video.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like this one a lot. Yeah, now that you said it a little bit more, you said the name of the song, and I was like,
yeah. So that one was a cool one. And the other one that I, Rescue Me From My Own Heart, to me had a more of a pop feel to it than a rock out of the album. And then the other one I really wanted to mention for sure, and there's another small one, but Been Through Hell.
Is that, what number is that? I just 10. Have the numbers. Okay.
To me, it
I
had
said
a,
I love the title.
More Asian, a little bit of an Asian flair, not a whole lot, but it was a catchy tune, and I could hear it going to an anime supernatural type series.
My thing,
maybe, really cool. That's why I liked it.
My thing, Mom, you don't even like anime.
It says my favorite was that one and Let the Right One In.
Yeah. Well, with that, with Been Through Hell, I love the title. I think the only thing that caught me on it was, again, the techno feel. But what was the last one's title?
The last one was just Yellow.
That one was cool. I felt that one was the most
mask feel to it in the beginning.
Yeah, I love that. That setup, I was just like, yes.
Yeah, the Yellow... That reminded me of another song. Not the way they sing, but just the title. You know, Coldplay, Yellow.
Yeah,
I really like that song too. But it didn't sound nothing like it. But just the title, I guess. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought the gas mask, heavy breathing, that sets up the mood perfect. Yeah. And then I felt like out of all the songs, this one was the darker. This was the heavier.
Yeah,
rock.
I guess that's why they decided to end up.
And that's why that was my favorite one on this one. Was that heavier rock.
Yeah,
the one that
I liked all of them.
Kind of felt. The opening, not necessarily the whole song, but just part of the opening, was Just One Kiss. I wrote it down specifically because, to me, it kind of felt like I was back in the 70s watching a Starsky and Hutch TV show. And here comes, is it Huggy Bear as their informant? It just felt like that was for him coming in because it had a 70s
flair. Well, they have an 80s. They try to bring in a bit of 80s because that's what their background, they like.
So that one was fun. And it was just the opening that I don't know if they continued it through the whole complete song.
Yeah.
It's been a few days since I've listened to it, but the opening definitely had that. But as a whole.
I enjoyed them immensely.
Right. Had fun with them.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, I would put them. I'm pretty sure I would put them in every library. No. Maybe not this.
Maybe
okay,
like
Mom
yeah.
says no.
Really?
Where would you put it, Mom?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think they would fit in pretty much every library. You're going to have to sell it, though, in your small libraries.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you would sell it to your patrons, they will listen to it, a medium to large.
Yeah, and the way I see it is the rock is such a solid genre. In the industry, that you're going to have a rock friends anywhere, you know, where folk or the psychedelic techno, those are more
selective.
Of the iffy genres that are select. Yeah,
true.
Like, yeah.
And we forgot to mention earlier that the opening song was So Hearts, S-E-W, like you're sewing.
Yeah,
something.
I thought that was so cool.
That'd be cool.
I was like that's the coolest So Hearts, S-E-W. And then the way the lyrics were, and I was like, yep. It's my type of music.
Anything else, guys? I know we had fun at the concert. You two were in there most of the time. I was
in
and out.
We were in there all the time.
Yeah, we were there the whole time.
I was in and out, and you could hear it in the hallway. Anyway, so
yeah, we were
might as well have been in there.
We were there like 5 minutes, 10 minutes before it even started, and 20 minutes after it was over, and I had fun.
Yep, it was cool. But yeah, our outro is going to be Con Kids, I believe.
We enjoyed the band. Hopefully everybody else has enjoyed them. The drops here. Look for them on theslants.com is their website. They have the Yellow album up there, plus the Slants Revolution, I believe. their Slants Revolution album up there. I'm not sure if that's their upcoming fourth one or if that was their second one.
It wasn't, before we close out.
Yeah.
Their first album came out in 2007. It was called Slanted Eyes, Slanted Hearts.
Okay.
And then their second one was 2010, called Pageantry.
So Slants Revolution must be the fourth one that they didn't have and ready.
This, God, we got to get this finished. But that's another thing. When I went to buy the CD, they had two. I could either buy the physical or there was a digital thing. And I bet you that digital was their newest one. But I'm not going to buy the... And I wish I had known that, because then I would have bought it. But the lady just said I assumed they were the same. But
I'm pretty sure they were the same thing. It's just...
I don't know. Yeah, but I bought the hard copy because, I mean... You can't have them sign something digital. Yeah.
Like, how do they do that? Like, for just me.
Sign them as they go by, you know? So. And honestly, I think if you're going to do that, and...
The reason why I think they did digital and CD, maybe the people who just, like, listen to their iPods or something like that.
Well, yeah.
It's easier, you know, just put in the code or whatever. Just go and download it and just put in your iPod and go.
Yeah, and I understand. I think just make sure the people know that... There's a distinction. If there's two different albums, make sure they know, and make sure they know this one has a different singer and all that. Because, I mean...
The website has both versions, CD plus MP3.
Okay, yeah,
so.
Because I didn't mind picking up this one, but at first I was like, oh, that's an unpleasant surprise. I mean, I bought the CD because I liked this band, not the band they were. Nothing against Aaron Moxley. I like the album, but he's not the one I saw, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we might have to maybe pick up the other one and maybe see what that looks like.
Yes.
You have some money. It's not too expensive. It's only $5.99.
Really? Oh, my God.
That's cheaper than the Yellow album.
It is, isn't it?
They wanted 13, I think.
Looks like 8 songs. So there's not as many songs. I think the Yellow album that's on their website is $8.99.
Oh, $8.
So that's still not too bad for 13 songs.
Okay, yeah.
So I think that'll pretty much do it for us tonight. We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. We will see everybody on the flip side.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.